Next, we affirm His qualities without resemblance. So we glorify Him without suspending His meaning, and we affirm His names and attributes without resembling or without commensurate. So having said that, we review what we have said before, inshaAllah, that believing in Allah Azza wa Jal has three elements: Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, al-Uluhiyyah, al-Asma wa-Sifat. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah meaning that Allah is the only one who has al-Mulk, al-Khalq, al-Tadbir. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who possesses His name and attributes, and there is no partner in Him in His name and attributes. Having said that, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to explain this issue. وَلِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين تبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، tonight إن شاء الله we continue talking about the article of faith. We are talking about the articles of faith. Who can tell us what are the six articles of faith? We believe in Qadar wa Qadar Talaq, which is the same thing. We talked about last time about the belief in Allah. And we said the belief in Allah could mean two things. Who can tell us, Ya Akhi Mustafa, about believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the implication of believing in Allah?
Rububiyyah.
What does it mean to believe in the Rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal?
Allah
is the Khalq, and the Mulk, and the Tadbir. Does believing in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah make a person a believer?
No.
Were there any messenger that was sent to humanity to call the people to believe in the Rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal? No? Are you sure? So what does Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah mean? وَتَعْبُدْ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. What is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah? And his right to be worshipped. What does worship mean? Anybody else? There you go. To do the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of ibadah as far as what you do to worship Allah. But when we ask the definition of ibadah itself, what is ibadah?
It's obedience, adherence out of love, fear, hope and glorification.
Very good. Adherence to Allah and qudur and Islam. بأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى مخافة منه ومحبة وتعظيما. To adhere and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal out of love, hope and fear. We have talked about dua last time, if you remember. Did we talk about dua?
So this is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, inshaAllah, we will continue talking about some aspects of believing in Allah azza wa jalla. An aspect of believing in Allah azza wa jalla is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who love whatever they love is equivalent to loving Allah azza wa jalla. Allah made those people associate. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in Surah Al-Baqarah in verse number 155, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Some people, they worship and they take equivalency that they love them as much as they love Allah. Nevertheless, those who believe, they love Allah more. This ayah shows us loving anything as much as we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of shirk. Because Allah is the authority that deserves from us to love this authority the most. And nothing could compete with our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one. Secondly, our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in of itself an act of worship. مَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ مِنَّا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هِيَ عِبَادَةٌ فِي حَدِّ ذَاتِهِ وَلَيْسَ الْأَمْرُ كَذَلِكَ فِي مَحَبَّاتِ الْأُخْرَى. Loving Allah عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَبُو رَهِيرَ is an act of worship. Just like you pray, is an act of worship that we can see in our own eyes, and it's an act of worship that you do in your limbs. Zakat is an act of worship that you do with your money. Loving Allah is an act of worship that you do in your heart. And Allah, because He is the only one worthy of worship, He is the only deity to be loved as an act of worship. Other types of love, for example, you love your children, you love your car, you love your house. All of those loves, they are not acts of worship. Those are naturalistic love. It's natural in you to love your position. It's natural in you to love your children. Hopefully you love your wife. Inshallah. عفوا أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم. Hopefully you love your wife. But this type of love is not a love in which you are worshipping whatever you are loving. And the proof of that is if your child, your own child, aggravates you and opposes you and defies you, your love to your child has turned to different emotions. Isn't that true? But our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constant, all the time. All the time we love Allah azza wa jalla because He is the one who deserves to be loved. He is the one that deserves to be loved. ومحبت الله سبحانه محبتنا لله عز وجل هي فرع من كماله. فرع من كماله نحب الله سبحانه وتعالى لكماله وهذا من تحقيق العبودية له. We love Allah سبحانه وتعالى because He is perfect. He is perfect in His name. He is perfect in His attributes. He is perfect in His actions. Everything that Allah سبحانه وتعالى does, every name that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has, every attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed to Himself is perfect. So we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of His perfection. Also, we love Allah azza wa jalla because of His bounty. نحب الله سبحانه وتعالى لنعمه علينا. We love him because of his bounty. He bestowed upon us many bounties, bounties that we cannot count. They are countless bounties. Every bounty that you are experiencing, every bounty that you have, even though it might seem to you too mean, somebody gave you something. Somebody did for you a favor. But those means, they are not the bestower of the bounty. They are only means by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah is the real provider. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the real bestower of bounty. So every bounty you have, the actuality of this bounty that it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we love Allah for His bounty, and we love Allah because He is perfect. Awsha al-mahabba min far'ayn. Yuhibbu Allah li-ni'amihi, wa yuhibbu Allah li-zatihi. Walakin shattana bayna al-ladhi yuhibbu Allah li-ni'amihi fahasib, wa bayna al-ladhi yuhibbu Allah li-zatihi. لأن شتان بين الذي يحبك لعطائك وبين الذي يحبك لذاتك. There's however a major difference between those who love Allah only for His bounty and those who love Allah because He deserves to be loved. Those who love Allah only because He bestowed upon them His bounty, most likely those people when the bounties are seized, when the bounties are they will reduce, their love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reduced. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ
عَلَى حَرْفٍ.
Some people worship Allah on the edge, meaning they're not very established in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When things go wrong, when things they are not according to how they feel, they start turning away from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Those who know Allah by His name and attributes, those who glorify Allah the way He should be glorified, those who try to familiar themselves with the things that Allah loves, so they do it, and familiar themselves with those things that Allah does not like, so they stay away from it. Those people who try to live their life according to the revelation that came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are totally in a different dimension than those who are living only because, and they are worshipping Allah only because Allah is provided for them. And when this provided is gone, they would be changed. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We're going to test you with some fear and some hunger and deficiency in yourself and in your wealth and in the fruit that you eat from, and give the glad tidings to those who are patient. So part of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to love Allah. He is the only deity that you love as an act of worship. This love to Allah Azza wa Jalla put upon us an implication. Every one of us, if you make a survey in the Muslim world, if you ask every Muslim, do you love Allah? Nobody is going to say, by the return to you, I do not love Allah. Everybody will say yes, نحن نحب الله. Can you imagine anyone say, I do not love Allah? Can you? You imagine that? Yeah, I say you say. No. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the people the answer to. Some people during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they claim that they love Allah. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet the ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Hey, if they are Muhammad to the people, if they really love Allah, then let them follow you, Allah will love them back. So the manifestation and the authentication of our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot look at any body heart and say you are sincere. We cannot look at your heart and say you love Allah. No, you can look at my heart and say you love Allah. But that love is documented by the consequences of that love. What is the consequences of that love? Those who obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the attitude. So our love to Allah Azza wa Jal is part in believing in Him, and that love will put upon us a certain dimension in which we have to act, a certain behavior in which that we have to follow. The second aspect in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has said in the Quran, يخشون من الناس يعني يتكلم عن الناس يخشون الناس كخشية الله أو أشد خشية. Some people, they fear the people just like they fear Allah, or even they fear the people more than they fear Allah. May it be known to you, my brother in Islam, that our fear from Allah Azza wa Jal is also an act of worship of our heart. We fear Allah because we deserve to be feared. And He is the only deity that we fear it as an act of worship. We fear Allah as an act of worship. Other type of fear comes to our heart. You might see a snake and you jump. What? Are you afraid from the snake? If you see a big snake. But that does not mean you are worshipping the snake. You are naturalistic, you have this naturalistic fear from the snake. But if that snake was in a cage, you don't care about it. So our naturalistic love is maintained as it's limited at a certain time and a certain place. But as we are sitting here, it's not coming in your heart that you are afraid from the snake, because you don't see the snake. The snake is not threatening you. But it's a different story when we are dealing with the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are always in fear from Allah Azza wa Jal, because we deserve to be feared from. Where are you going to run from Allah Azza wa Jal? Where are you going to go? Know it. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Don't you know that Allah has the dominion of the heavens and the earth? Where are you going to go? So therefore we have to maintain our fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fear, we cannot look at you and just like we can look at you and say you have a beard, we can look at you and say you have fear in your heart. We cannot tell that. But we can know about the fear by the consequences of it. When people are afraid from Allah, so they do not do things which are haram. And here comes by putting those two together, fear and love. You love Allah, so you do what Allah wants you to do. مِنْ تَمَالِ الْمُحَبَّةِ مُوَافَقَةِ الْمَحْبُوبِ فِي مَحْبُوبَاتِهِ. Right? مِنْ تَمَالِ الْمُحَبَّةِ مُوَافَقَةِ الْمَحْبُوبِ فِي مَحْبُوبَاتِهِ. It is due to the perfection of your love is to love what your beloved loves. To love what your beloved loves. Let's go to a secular look. Hopefully you love your wife, you talk about. And she cooks for you, she cooks a certain type of food that you do not really like it. But she likes it. So you eat it. Because she likes it. And you want to like it because she likes it. ماذا قال مجنون ليلى؟ أمر على الديار ديار ليلى تخبي ذا الجدار وذا الجدار ما حب الجدار كرفن قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. So it's naturalistically to love what you beloved love. the case also applicable is to learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. You love to pray because Allah loves prayer. You love to fast because Allah loves fasting. You love to make health because Allah loves health. Therefore, when you go and you say, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. What does لبيك mean? I'm answering you. I am coming to the place that you like. So you love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loves Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, wa Ali, and all the Sahaba. So you love all the companions because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them all. In the al-Baqarah, al-Iman, and tuhibbat billah wa tabghudu billah. The highest rate of Iman is to love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah. You know that Allah hates this practice, so you hate it. So you want, you are in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and you know that because Allah has legislated those things. Whatever Allah has legislated in the religion, that means Allah loves whatever He legislated. So, من كمال المحبة موافقة المحبوب في محبوباته. Whatever Allah loves, He loves. And your love for that action is for you to do it if you have the ability to do it. Allah loves us to do our deen, so we do our deen. عائشة كانت تقسم والذي بين الرجال باللحى. عائشة used to make the oath and say, by the one who beautified the name with the beard. Allah loves of us to do charity, so we do charity. And so on and so forth, and what we have said is sufficient to show the point. Also, fear comes from different perspectives. If we fear Allah Azza wa Jal, we're not going to do anything that will bring upon us the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah does not want us to waste our money. So we do not waste our money because we are in fear if we do that, we will be subjected to the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When those two acts of worship, the worship of the heart, love and fear are intact, your heart will be at an equilibrium. It will be stable. You do what Allah wants for you to do, and you stay away from what Allah forbids you from doing. And all of those things are part in believing in Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not be afraid of them, even the shaitan and his army. But be afraid of me if you are believing. Look at this conditional action. If you are believers, be afraid of me. That means if the people are not believers, they're not going to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also implied, the more of a belief you have, the more you're going to have fear from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the less of a belief we have, the less of faith we have, the less that we're going to have the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect that we want to talk about concerning believing in Allah Azza wa Jal is to believe in al-istiwa. Allahu istawa ala arshi. Allah rose over His throne. This sifa, al-sifat al-fi'liya, was approved in the Quran in 7 places. Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah number 54, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. In Surah Yunus, Ayah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ra'd, Ayah number 2, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha number 5, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan number 59, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Sajda number 4, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hadid ayah number 4, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Those seven locations in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He rules over His throne. What is the throne? The throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ceiling of the creation. وَسَقْفُ الْمَخْلُوقَةِ. Everything Allah created is under the throne. And the throne is the ceiling of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The throne is one of the biggest creations of Allah azza wa jal. The throne in of itself is the creation of Allah azza wa jal. The comparison between Al-Kursi and Al-Arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describing his kursi, the chair, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His chair is inclusive and fits the heavens and the earth. This is the chair. In the hadith, in Aqid al-Tahawiyya, hadith number 300, it says, وَمَا الْكُرْسِي فِي الْعَرْشِ إِلَّا كَحَلَقَ فِي أَرْضِ الْخَلَاقِ. The comparison of Al-Kursi to the Arsh is just like a piece of metal that is thrown in an open field. So Al-Arsh is the ceiling of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah rules over His throne. That does not mean He is sitting on His throne. It does not mean He is laying on His throne. We do not know how He rules over His throne. استوى على استوى على لا هذا يعني العلو. الله سبحانه وتعالى said He rose over, that means He is over and higher than the throne. That does not mean He is laid on the throne. He is sitting on the throne. We don't say, just what we talked last time, I believe, and we're talking about how we believe in the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, without resembling, without making similarity, without suspending and without tahreek. So we say Allah rules over His throne and we do not know how. It's not our business to ask how. كيف استوى عندما سئل ابن مالك عن هذا قال الاستواء معلوم يعني معنى الاستواء لغة معلوم ما هو الاستواء والكيف مجهول والسؤال عنه بدعة. He said to rule over linguistically, the meaning of it is known. But the way of it is not known. And to ask this question is an innovation. And مثل هذا الجواب جاء موقوفا على أم سلمة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. So Allah Azza wa Jal has ruled over His throne. In different ayahs, the people who make tahreef, let's start, the people who make tahreef, what does tahreef mean? To corrupt the meaning, to put a different meaning to the text. It says tahreef, they say istiwa bima'na al-istila, and Allah tawa ala al-arsh. وَاسْتَشْهَدُوا بِقَوْلِ الشَّاعِرِ اِسْتَوْلَى اِسْتَوَى بُشْرٌ عَلَى بُشْرٌ عَلَى الْعِرَاقِ من غير فلس ولا من المقاطع. They say Bushr, one of the leaders, he made استواء over العراق without blood and without fighting. Therefore, Bushr did not come over العراق, all of it, but he was taking authority of العراق. We say we have to explain this. First, who said this? Line of poetry. And when it was said, and the one who said it, does he know how he uses the Arabic language or not? Secondly, this person who made it, which is a human being. And practically, he cannot rule over the entire Iraq. But you cannot compare Bashar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are making a comparison with the Creator to the creation. أنتم تشبهون المخلوق بالخالق. What did you say to them? If Allah did not do it, Allah has said in the ayat, ثم استوى على العرش. After that, he rolled over the throne. If we're going to explain the word استوى بمعنى استولى, بمعنى took over, rolled over, we're going to explain it as took over, we have to say that means also Allah took over the earth. Because Allah also took over the earth. So we do not say what we say according to the house, we say according to the earth. Secondly, before Allah took over the throne, what was the Lord? Who was the Lord of the throne? The throne had no Lord at some time, and then Allah took over it. And always kalimat tawla tufid al-mughalaba. Like there was some kind of some kind of arresting, some kind of anguish. But there was not none of that. All of those implications are null and void. Therefore, their tafsir of al-ayat is null and void. And they are null and void because it is an opposition of the tafsir of Prophet Muhammad. And they are null and void because it is an opposition of the tafsir of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tafsir of the companions radiallahu anhum wa arda'hum. All of them, they made the tafsir of the ayah the way it sounds. They did not bring any interpretation that was different than the apparent meaning of the ayah. And to make the ta'wil, the interpretation that is different than the apparent meaning without having an evidence from the Quran or the Sunnah, this interpretation is bid'ah and null and void. Therefore, we find Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ فِي كِتَابٍ عِنْدَهُ أَنَّ فِي كِتَابٍ أَنَّ رَحْمَتِي صَدَقَتْ غَضَبِي فَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ خَلْقَ الْعَرْشِ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah wrote in the book that His mercy overcome His anger. And that book is with Allah over the throne. So we know from this hadith that the feet of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah is over the throne. Also we find in hadith in Bukhari number 7420 that Zainab, she used to say to the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, زَوَّجَكُنَّ أَهْلِكُنَّ وَزَوَّجَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْ فَوْقِ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Zainab, she used to say to the rest of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, your family married you after the Prophet, but Allah married me after the Prophet. From over seven skies. So we know the aqidah of Zainab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the sky. Here we have to bring and to illustrate an issue that a lot of people do not understand, and they say when you ask them, where Allah Azza wa Jalla? So with us, Allah in our heart. Many people come and lay with him. And أين الله؟ هو معنا في القلب. أليس هذا صحيح؟ No, not like صحيح. Of course not correct. But this is what the people say. A lot of people, when you ask them about that issue, they will say, Allah is with you. Allah said in the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, مَا يَقُولُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا. Every three people that they are talking together, Allah is the fourth approach. And every five people that they are talking, Allah is the sixth approach. And higher and lower, Allah is with them. So they bring those evidence that Allah is with you. That means, what does it mean to Allah to be with you? we say that means Allah is with us. He is present with us. We answer to that and we say, كلمه معكم, the word معكم with you, the word in the Arabic معكم, does not mean in the Arabic language to be in the same place. Al-Ma'iyya, togetherness in Arabic, does not necessitate that whatever is together are sharing the same place. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بالمدينة رجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض. المدينة is some men. And for you to understand the hadith, we have to, before we say the hadith, the Prophet left with some people and with expeditions. He said to those people who are with him on this expedition, he said, in Medina, there are some people, every time you go up or you go down, they are with you. They were restricted because they were sick. So here he said, with you, even though those people were in Medina and those people were on an expedition. So the word with you in Arabic, ma'aka, it does not necessitate that they are sharing the same place. Even though it may be sharing the same place. We say, ja'a Abu Zahira wa Taqiddi ma'an. That means they came together, they are in the same place. But also Al-Arab, they say, سرنا والقدر معنا. We walk and the moon with us. That does not mean the moon is sitting down and walking with them, sharing the same place. It does not mean that the moon is in the place in the sky and those people are walking. Also, I tell you, معك ألف درهم. You say yes. It's not in your pocket. It's in your house, somewhere, that does not mean sharing it with you in the same place. So, اللغة العربية المعية لا تستلزم المصاحبة بالمكان. ولذلك قالوا إن الله كيف السياق؟ قال العلماء بمعنى الكلام أن المعية لا تقتضي أن الله سبحانه وتعالى مشارك لعباده في مكانه، بل أن الله سبحانه وتعالى معهم معية تليق بجلاله، ومعية كل شيء بحسبه. فالله معنا، ولكن هذه المعية لا تقتضي أنه يخالفنا في المكان. والثار الثاني، الله يظهر ويأثر بالثار. But that in of itself does not mean that Allah is sharing the same place with us. Allah sitting with us in the masjid, Allah sitting with us in the market. He is with us, but Allah is over the throne and we are undisturbed. And He is with us. And this is one of His attributes, and we do not compare His attributes to our attributes. And we do not resemble His attributes or attributes. Nor we suspend it, nor we alter its meaning. إن الله على في علومه فلا شيء أعلى منه وقرب في علومه فلا شيء أقرب منه فلا استعلاءه باعده عن خلقه ولا قربه ساواه في المكان معه. This is what the scholars say, that Allah is high and nothing is higher than Him. And He is low and nothing is closer to Him. His height does not make Him unaware of what's going on. And since He is close to the people, that does not mean He is sharing the same place with them. هذا هو معنى المعية. What is the implication of that Allah is with you? Upon you. The implication of that upon you is to perfect your iman and تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. The implication of that to worship Allah as if you know Him, or as if you see Him. If you do not see Him, He sees you. If the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in the hadith, استحي من الله كما تستحي من الرجل الصالح من قومه. Be bashful from Allah just like you are bashful from the righteous man from your people. If there was a good person around you, always with you when you sleep, when you get up, when you go to the market, every time when you go to the house, there's a lot of things you're not going to do because you are in the presence of this good person. You're going to be bashful of this good person. Isn't that true? Then let it be known to you that Allah is with you all the time. إِنِّي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Allah is with you. He listens and He hears. Allah knows what you will be and knows what you can feel. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Allah is with you when you are doing good deeds, and this togetherness, the implication of the support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is with you when you are thinking and plotting evil things. And this togetherness is why threatening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is with you in everything that you do. But that does not mean He is sharing the same place with you. So we leave it up to our faith, up to our awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we go about in our life and we want to do things. Are we aware of this fact that Allah is with us? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove us from those people. Talking about al-sifat al-istiwa is very much connected with sifat al-ulum. Allah rolls over His throne, that means Allah is in the height. Allah has this attribute that He is in the height. Therefore, it was mentioned in the Quran that things go up to Him and come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He said, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ. The angels and Jibreel escalate to Allah azza wa jalla. And He said, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To Him, the good speech come up. Also, we have mentioned what Zainab bin Jahash has mentioned, as we said in the hadith of Al-Bukhari. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, things come down from Him. He said, حَامِيمْ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. Allah has brought down the book in a blessed night. So all of those things affirm to us that Allah is in the height. And the height is the place of Allah over His throne. The place of Allah is over His throne. And here I want you to listen to me carefully. What does it mean, أَنَّ مَكَانَ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ? Very carefully. We said, the throne is the ceiling of the creation. Having said that, remember that the place and time are the creation of Allah. Just like Allah created air, Allah created the sky, the stars, the ocean, Allah created time and place. You and everything else cannot be except in their time, except in their place. You need the time to live, and you need a place to live. If we say there is no place for you to live, where can you go? You understand this point? So when I tell you where you are, you say, I am in my house. This is an existing place. So it exists, it's there, it's created. You understand this point? Allah, the throne is the ceiling of the creation. So Allah is over His creation, over the time, and over the created place. Allah فوق المكان وفوق الزمان. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي خلق المكان وهو الذي خلق الزمان. فلا يحتاج الله ليكون المكان والزمان.
Allah says, no need for time, and there is no need for place. Verily, Allah is the one who created time and place. And Allah before the time and place. Therefore, when we say Allah is over the throne, He is in no created place.
ليس في مكان مخلوق ولكنه في مكان ذهني. نحن نعتقد هذا نسميه مكان، ولكنه هو فوق المكان وفوق الزمان.
Allah over his throne in no place. In that direction in which Allah has rolled over his throne, this is no existing place. It's not a place that Allah created. But Allah over in that place, which is not created, and He is all over His throne.
Because we do not compare the existence of Allah to our existence. You need a place to exist. You need time to exist. Allah was before the time and before the place. Therefore, He created the creation, He put the ceiling of it, and He is over that ceiling, over the throne. Also, part of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to believe in seeing Allah azza wa jalla. We, the believers, inshaAllah, we will see our Lord. And this is one of the greatest bounties upon us, is to see Allah azza wa jalla. As we say in Surah Al-Qiyamah, وُجُوهُ الْيَوْمَ إِذِ النَّاظِرَةِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. That day, some faces will be bright, looking at their Lord. In the day of judgment, we're going to see our Lord. We're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ تَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ لَا تَضَامُونَ فِي الْجِرِ. You are going to see your Lord just like you see the moon in the full moon night, and you're not going to experience hardship to see it. That means this comparison, it does not compare Allah to the moon. It compares the fire that we see Allah to the fire that we see the moon. We see the moon from the height, so we're going to see Allah from the height. If there's 100,000 people looking at the moon, they're not going to be competing. It's easy for each one of them to look at the moon. That means you're not going to have any difficulty in looking at the moon. Similarly, you're not going to have any difficulty in seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we're going to see Allah in paradise. And seeing Allah in paradise is different than seeing Allah in the qiyamah. As it was narrated in hadith of Tirmidhi, wa huwa sahih. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى الذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة سورة يونس. To those who do good deeds, there is goodness for them and extra. There is goodness for them and extra. The hadith says, إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار نادى منادى يا أهل الجنة إن لكم عند الله موعدا يريد أن ينجزكموه فيقولون ما هو؟ ألم يثقل موازيننا ويبيض وجوهنا ودخلنا الجنة وأجارنا من النار فيكشف الحجاب فينظرون إليه فما أعطاهم شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إليه وهي الزيادة. The hadith says, if the people of paradise would go to paradise, and the people of the hellfire would go to the hellfire, a caller will call and say, O people of paradise, Allah has promised you a promise and He wants to fill His promise. They will say, Allah made our skin perfect and brighten our faces and make us come to paradise and protect us from the hellfire. Then the veil will be removed and they will look at Him And this is nothing is more beloved to them than looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ziyadah, this is the extra. So we believe that we're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we're not going to look at Allah and comprehend Him when we see Him, because Allah Azza wa Jal said, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ. Your vision, we're not going to comprehend Him. We're going to look at Allah Azza wa Jal, but we're not going to comprehend Him. And this ayah is a proof that we're going to see Him. Some people utilize this ayah that we're not going to see Him. We say it's the exact opposite. Because Allah says, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ. That means He's going to be seen, but not in a way that would be comprehensive. And this is practice in everyday life. We do not see things uncomprehended. You go to the ocean. I've seen everything in the ocean. I've seen all the way to the other end. I comprehend the ocean. But that does not negate that you are seeing the ocean. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. We're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're not going to comprehend Allah Azza wa Jal when we see Him. Also, the people who negated that we're going to see Allah is what Allah said to Musa, لَنْ تَرَانِ. لَنْ تَرَانِ. You're not going to see Him. But that is in this life. Nobody in this life is equipped to see Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, when Allah revealed Himself to the mountain, the mountain was flat. But لن اللغة العربية لا تفيد التأبيد. لن لا تفيد التأبيد. This negation word in Arabic لن does not imply forever, but implies for a time. And when that time is over, we go inshaAllah to see Allah in the day of judgment. Also, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he brought the evidence that the believers will see Allah when Allah said in the Quran, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. The disbelievers, they will be veiled from seeing Allah. And Imam al-Shafi'i said, because the sinners, the disbelievers are veiled from seeing Allah, the implication of this ayah, that the believers will see Allah. Because if everybody was veiled from seeing Allah, why would Allah say to the disbelievers, you are veiled from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يعني يقول الشافعي لما حجب هؤلاء من الصخر كان في هذا دليل على أن أولياءه يرونه في الرضا. So our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain implications. And this is what we have listed tonight and what we have learned tonight is only few implications of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is to love Him, and that is to fear Him, to believe that He is rose over His throne, سوى على عرشه, to believe that He is with us, and that does not mean He is sharing the place with us, that He is over His throne and we are on this earth. We have thought Allah is over His throne, that does not mean He is in a created place, because Allah is not contained in His creation. If we say Allah in a created place, that means Allah في مخلوقاته. لكن الله ليس في مخلوقاته. Allah is not contained in His creation. And also we talk about seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeing Allah is one of those things that were reported to us in a tawatir format. مِمَّا تَوَاتَرَ حَدِيثٌ مِنْ كَذَرٍ وَمَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ بَيْتًا وَاحْتَسَبَ رُؤْيَةٌ وَشِفَاعَةٌ وَالْحَوْضُ وَمَسْكَةُ الْخَيْلِ وَهَذَا بَعْضُ وَهَذِهِ بَعْضُ. One of the things that were transmitted to us in a tawatir format is to see Allah سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا الله وإياكم إلى رؤيته وإلى طاعته وإلى العمل بأحكام دينه وقسم الله لنا من خشيته ما يحول بيننا وبين معصيته ومن مرضاته ما يوصلنا به إلى جنته وقسم لنا من اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا
اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم على النبي المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. If you have any questions, inshallah, we'll take it in the next 10 minutes. Okay, dear boy. Have questions, we don't have.
You said there was a higher for the Qiyam, like some of the Qiyamah days, the place to be bright, and looking for more. The day of the beginning of Qiyamah?
Yes. Let's see if somebody has it.
Mafhoom?
We went over the ceiling statements, and we went over about the first hour, so we took that to reference statements of these days. We said this one, not intending to be issued. I'll put that with you.
To love him, to fear him, to believe that he rose over his throne, and that he's not sharing the same place with us. This is what she means.
We discussed the issue of Christians, so that's the same sort of
line. Mm-hmm.
To the phone for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I that also means for a period of time.
No, they said on Yisrael, I mean, that religion is not going to be accepted of him.
So we don't want to be found for that period of
time. No, it does not mean forever. But that does not mean, it does not come in a way that means forever. Just like in Na'iyah, it does not necessarily mean in the same place, even though it comes to mean in the same place. This is the same thing. And the evidence that man does not imply ta'deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the children of Israel, about the Jews, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا. They're not going to wish for death, no, وَلَنْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people when they're going to be in the hellfire, وَنَادُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. They said, oh Malik, tell your Lord to make us die. So they are wishing for death, even though they were said they're not going to be wishing for it forever. So lan here does not mean for eternity. It could be. Please tell us again the difference.
Assalamu alaikum. Please tell us again the difference when we see Allah Ta'ala and their women and their judgment, and when we see Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise, inshaAllah.
When we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of in paradise, we are going to see Him without the hijab. And when we see Him on the day of judgment, it will be otherwise. This is the difference between the two visions of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you show me just that way? The sword is not already. والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية. This ayat is a sequence of this ayat talks about the things that will happen on the day of judgment. One of those things after the sky will be split, and then the angels will be all over around it, and the throne will be carried over it, and the throne will be carried by eight, meaning by eight angels. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we're going to be talking about the meeting and the angels, angels have different duties. Some of the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the implication of that, a lot of people say, that means they are carrying Allah. You see, the implication of that is you're thinking Allah is sitting on his throne. You're not putting Allah on his throne. You see, Allah rules over the throne. And we do not know how Allah rules over the throne. This is the meaning of this ayah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have a part of this ayah. صلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.